Hi, my name is Imran Ali. This is a short podcast for Unit 8.1 as part of the H808 course at the Open University. During this podcast, I'll be talking about the pros and cons of e-portfolios. During this presentation of the H808 course, I've been exploring the different uses of e-portfolios as part of teaching and learning and the advantages and disadvantages. I will now highlight some of my findings. One of the advantages of using ePortfolios is that if integrated into the course design, it can encourage reflective practice and self-evaluation. They can also provide an opportunity for students to plan and set goals for themselves. Different learning styles can be catered for, as most ePortfolios support the sharing of audio and video content. Therefore, learners' ePortfolios can include a diverse range of work in a number of formats. ePortfolios are learner-centered. Learners can choose who they allow to view their work and the level of access they have. Whilst there are clear advantages, there are also disadvantages, or shall we say challenges. There are overheads in terms of training learners and staff how to use such systems. Learners may not immediately see the benefit of using an institutional e-portfolio system when there are an array of tools available on the web. Learners may not see the point in keeping an e-portfolio. Therefore, time and resource may be required to communicate the benefits. Even if the e-portfolio is used, it may end up as a simple storage space. Whilst this may not be a bad thing, the tool could be used more effectively. If students do subscribe to using an institutional-owned e-portfolio, there may be interoperability issues if they wish to use a different e-portfolio tool at a later stage. So, in summary, there are a variety of pros and cons. Clearly, before advocating the use of an e-portfolio system, there are many factors to consider. I have by no means highlighted all factors, but enough to give you some idea and begin your own exploration. Thanks for listening. Bye.